By transcription, glimpses of people and places that make up our great territory of Alaska. Time once more for Tundra Topics, brought to you by the Bank of Fairbanks in a friendly spirit of neighborliness and goodwill. It's Friday, November 19th at 9:30 in the evening. An Alaskan resident for many years, Mrs. Marjorie Fisher left by Pan American plane yesterday for Seattle, where she planned to pick up a new car for Mrs. Marion Paulson in Portland. Mrs. Paulson will continue with Mrs. Fisher to California, where they will spend the winter at the Jim Dodson Ranch in Healdsburg. Mrs. Fisher has no present plans to return to the Northland, but says, one never knows. She leaves many friends in the territory. Mrs. Paulson is planning to buy a home outside, but will probably return to spend next summer at Colorado Creek, where she has leased her mine to the Good News Bay Mining Company. Dr. Edward H. Dunn of the Hudson Stuck Memorial Hospital at Fort Yukon has informed Tundra Topics that Rachel Eric of Fort Yukon died on November 16th, and Lynn Short, age 88, an old-timer, passed away also on the 16th at the Hudson Stuck Hospital. Mr. Shepherd of the Road Commission would like Mr. Grammer, engineer in charge of the Chena Hot Springs Survey, to know that Kimball will be out Saturday night with instructions to move in Sunday. Transportation will be left at Smallwood Creek by 4 p.m. Sunday afternoon. Abraham Peter at Beaver Creek will be interested to hear that Paul Solomon at Fort Yukon has canceled the trip to his place until later, possibly next month. Tundra Topics regrets to inform the folks at Sheep Creek that Willie and Louise Juneby lost their baby, Margaret Carroll, on November 14th at Eagle. Anyone having any information about the following persons is requested to communicate with the governor's office in Juneau. Melvin M. Perkins, known as Mac, is 66 years of age, 5'8.5", weight 165 pounds, and has blue eyes. Matthew Daly, known as Matt, is known to have come to Alaska around 1900. Dimitri Stamatakis, or Mavrikakis, was born in Greece in 1904 and came to Alaska in 1917. Lloyd C. Eastwood Sr. came to Alaska in 1944 as a government worker and was head brakeman for the Alaska Railroad on the Anchorage to Fairbanks run, and Lewis Bristol Snowden, born in 1886, who was in the possible occupation of private investigation or law enforcement work. The governor's office in Juneau is trying to contact these people, so if you have any information to offer, write to Juneau immediately. Gus Johnson, well-known old-timer from Glen Ellen, died last week at the Providence Hospital in Anchorage, where he had been ill for several weeks. Mr. Johnson had been in the territory for many years and was formerly employed by the Alaska Road Commission. Jackie and Fred Vogel at Dart Lake Lodge on the Alaska Highway will be interested to hear that Mr. and Mrs. Gus Sword and their three children, Darlene, Jerry, and Sharon, departed via Ween Alaska Airlines for Kotzebue late this afternoon. The Swords have their home in Fairbanks and expect to be back in the spring. On the same plane was Mrs. Roy Wall and daughter Marita Ann, en route to their new home in Bettles, where Mr. Wall is connected with the CAA. At 2 p.m. this afternoon, Mr. William Handley, old-timer of Fairbanks, passed away in his home. Handley arrived in Skagway in December of 1898 from Ontario, continued into Dawson, and settled in Fairbanks in 1904, where he was known to many as the Tinsmith, operating a shop for many years at the corner of 2nd and Lacey, where the apparel shop now stands. Active to the last, although almost in his 80th year, Handley was a member of the Pioneer Igloo No. 4 since 1913 and a member of the Order of Eagles. Mr. Handley is survived by his wife, Mrs. Handley, in Fairbanks. Funeral arrangements are being made under the auspices of the Pioneer organization. Mrs. Nick Mellick at Sleetmute will be happy to hear that her husband, Nick Mellick, is out of the hospital, looking very well, and planning to fly home tomorrow to Sleetmute with Northern Consolidated Airlines. This evening, Walt Johnson flew into town with Bill English from Wiseman. Walt, who has been operating the Wiseman Trading Post throughout the season, is planning an extended trip outside. Walt Johnson has been in Wiseman since last May, after he graduated from the University of Alaska and spent several weeks this fall up at Big Lake out of Wiseman. Tundra Topics listeners down the Alaska Highway to Tok on the Slayna-Tok cutoff and on the Glen Allen into Anchorage should be sure to tune in on Tundra Topics tomorrow night as the new university bus line schedules will be broadcast for these areas. I'll repeat that message. Tundra Topics listeners down the Alaska Highway to Tok on the Slayna-Tok cutoff and on the Glen Allen into Anchorage should be sure to tune in on Tundra Topics tomorrow night as the new university bus line schedules will be broadcast for these areas. In order to provide our listeners with the latest news from all parts of Alaska and the Yukon Territory, the Bank of Fairbanks earnestly invites you to continue to send in your Tundra Topics contributions as you have done so faithfully in the past. Until tomorrow night at 9:30, good night.
The foregoing program came to you transcribed at 660 on your radio dial. This is KFAR Fairbanks, Alaska. This is the time of year when Old Man Winter really takes over. If you need a heater for your car, let Golden Heart Garage install one for you now. And then you can laugh right back at Old Man Winter. The Golden Heart Garage also has other winter accessories for your car. Defrosters, chains, hood blankets. For comfortable driving all winter, get your motoring needs at the Golden Heart Garage. Programs from KFAR Fairbanks continue transcribed. The foregoing was transcribed. You're listening to KFAR Fairbanks, Alaska. Mutual and ABC for the interior. You'll have a smoother ride when you travel with Chevron Gas. Drive into Star Service Station and learn for yourself what Chevron Gas can do for your car. RPM oil, grease jobs, tire repair, and all sizes of new tires and tubes are everyday features of Star Service. And remember, for stop-and-go driving, for long vacation hops, rely on Chevron Gas, available at the Star Service Station, 4th and Lacey. And now, we take you directly to the United States Weather Bureau for this morning's weather report. The foregoing weather summary came you directly from the United States Weather Bureau at Weeks Field. Everything from early breakfast to a late evening snack. The high spot is open from 6 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. And Marion Antunick at the high spot will see that you are courteously served with the most delicious food. Expertly served and qualities. Let's start it over. What do you say, Doc? Let's cut that one.
Mark it up.
The foregoing weather summary came to you directly from the United States Weather Bureau at Weeks Field. Everything from early breakfast to a late evening snack. The high spot is open from 6 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. And Marion Antunick at the high spot will see that you are courteously served with the most delicious food, expertly prepared from quality supplies, of course. The high spot at 9th and Cushman features homemade pies, cakes, and donuts, and delicious high spot flavorful ice cream. The high spot, 9th and Cushman. And now we invite you to listen to a brief transcribed musical program. The foregoing musical interlude came to you transcribed. Playing at your Lacey Street Theater this evening, the Olympic Games of 1948 in Technicolor. Also in Technicolor, Buccaneer Bunny and Living with Lions. Also from the Passing Parade, It Can't Be Done. Special starting times this evening at the Lacey Street, 6:45 and 9:15. At the Empress Theater this evening, in True Color, starring Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and Andy Devine, The Bells of San Angelo. Also the 12th and final in the serial Daughter of Don Q. Also showing the first in the fine serial, The Sea Hound. Starting times this evening at the Empress Theater are 7 and 9 o'clock. Don't forget the matinee this afternoon at 2 o'clock. When is a fight a good thing? When does a battle save lives? When the fight is to regain health, when the battle is against disease. You can help in the war with Alaska's number one health menace. You can make a valuable contribution when you buy Christmas seals. Programs from KFAR Fairbanks continue transcribed.